The 79th Annual Academy Awards will be presented this Sunday. And with all the talk about Dame Helen versus Dame Judy, Marty versus Clint, the wide-open Best Picture race, and belated recognition for composer Ennio Morricone, no one talks about the races for live-action and animated short films. Critic David Edelstein steps into that vacuum.
Watching the Oscars every year, I use the presentation of the Short Subject Awards, both live-action and animated, as an occasion to mix a new batch of martinis. I haven't seen the movies. The winners won't be exhibitionists spilling out of their gowns. Who cares? You probably feel the same way, and that's a shame, because all 10 nominated shorts take less time to watch than The Departed and have the added advantage of no arterial spray. The shorts also are getting easier to see. There are screenings in many cities, and my hunch is in the near future they'll be available online. This year, I got a nice care package with 8 films. I watched the Pixar one online with a secret password that's since expired, or I'd pass it along, and I rented the DVD of Ice Age: The Meltdown, which also contains the nominated No Time for Nuts. My verdict is mixed. On the upside, I saw some real gems. Plus, I'll have an even better shot at the office betting pool. But I'm disappointed by how slick and mainstream these movies are. You can see more adventurous shorts in any medium-sized film festival. I missed what I get from the best short films, live and animated. The feeling I'm learning a new, heightened language. Oh well, enough with the aesthetics. Here's my take on the contest. Animation first. There are 2 big-budget behemoths. In No Time for Nuts, the squirrel from Ice Age finds a time machine and embarks on a whirlwind tour of history, although he only cares about not losing his nut. It's funny, it's one joke, no chance of winning. In Lifted from Pixar, a novice extraterrestrial attempts his first levitation of a sleeping human into his saucer and screws it up royally. It's very, very funny, and it's also one joke. Of the others, the one that stirred me, that I think will win, is Toril Kove's The Danish Poet. It's how a baby came to be born, but not biologically. It's about accidents and chance meetings and the big and little things that bring 2 people together. We get a Danish poet trekking to Norway to find inspiration from a Norwegian novelist who came from Denmark, or maybe Sweden, it's a running joke, and the drawings are simple yet magically fluid, the narration wry yet loving. 4 of the live shorts are comedies. The one that isn't is from Senegal, Binta and the Great Idea, set in a small village where life is hard, but spirits are high and colors impossibly vibrant. A girl named Binta tells us about her village, in which one of the fathers won't let his daughter go to school. The children then perform a play on the same subject and shame him publicly. It's beautiful, it's moving, but it's also too long and a tad confusing. Among the comedies, there's a beaut from Australia, The Savior, about a confused door-to-door religious proselytizer and the neglected wife whose house he keeps going back to. Very deadpan, perfectly played. I laughed even more at Eremos Pocos, in which a woman abandons her useless husband and grown son, and the 2 men head off to the old folks' home to bring back her addled mother to clean and cook. Finally, there's Ari Sandel's West Bank Story, a tale of Israeli-Palestinian relations that sounds rather heavy until the first finger snaps, as a gang of Palestinian fast food workers from the Hummus Hut saunters defiantly down the street, coming face to face with a gang of Jews from the kosher joint next door.
We love the garbanzo bean. This land will be called Palestine. If only our stupid neighbor wasn't the kosher king. Kosher king, kosher king, ay, day, 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 day. Never open on Shabbat. Our problems would be not a lot
If only our stupid neighbor was in der Hummel's heart. Hey!
These numbers are very lavish. I bet the budget was higher than for some features. But this is the rare one-joke movie that never runs out of ancillary jokes, and the dancing is better than anything in Dreamgirls. In a year where the Best Picture nominees are a heavy load, my guess is that Oscar voters will fall on West Bank Story gratefully, as a movie that takes us back to a happier era, not so much in Israel or Palestine, but the heyday of Mel Brooks. This year, The Butler will have to mix my martinis for me.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can find a link to screenings of these short films at our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download a podcast of our show.